bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, Halloween is a time for costumes,
yes,
for candy,
okay,
and for love.
Is it?
There's just something about it that brings couples together.
I always thought of it more of as a hookup holiday, but that's just my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. It's the only time of year you'll ever see Tinkerbell go into second base with a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
That's the romantic power of Halloween.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners got caught up in the spark of Halloween. Her name's Melissa. And in her email, it's kind of interesting, she said she never actually went on a date with this person.
Okay.
Now, Melissa, we want to help you, but you got to tell us a little bit more about the situation. What's this guy's name?
Well, his name is Carl, and okay. I felt a little weird about reaching out to you guys because it's not necessarily a second date update. It's more of, I guess you would say, like a misconnection.
Mm. Okay. So where did
you...
Yeah. That's from Craigslist, but I'm glad you're not there. I'm glad you're with us instead.
Right.
Where did you meet Carl?
I met him at a pumpkin patch, actually.
Okay.
With my nephew.
That's a romantic spot. Wait, what? Your nephew?
With her nephew.
Oh, with her nephew. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I did not hear that.
Okay.
So, I was trying to say pumpkin patch is a romantic place to go.
He really was dressed like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Wait,
so, how does Carl come in?
Well, it was kind of weird because I wasn't originally going to go to the pumpkin patch. I had a really busy day, but my nephew kept bugging me. He really, really wanted to go. So I decided right before the pumpkin patch closed that I would take him.
Dude, that's a perfect time to go, too. Because then you're like, oh, sorry, we have to go. They're closing. 10 minutes. Can't stay any longer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, let's get this over with really quickly.
Or you just drive out to a field anywhere and be like, oh, they're all out of pumpkins. Sorry, let's go home.
Auntie, this looks like wheat.
Yeah. Okay, so how did this go?
It went really good. I like going late because there's less people the later you go. And when we first got there, it was kind of empty. There wasn't that many people there. But you know kids, they're so picky and they take forever. And he just wanted the absolute perfect pumpkin. He wanted to go through the whole patch. So we're almost at the end of it at this point, and he still can't decide. Mm-hmm. He's complaining, this one isn't big enough. This one is a weird shape. This one's too green.
Annoying.
Wow.
You're like, oh my God, this is just like how I talk about my dating life.
Yeah.
Typically, to be honest.
Yeah.
So where does Carl come into the picture?
Yeah, but Carl came in to save the day. He was really good with my nephew, and he just thought it was so funny. And he kind of at first thought he was my son, and I was like, no, he's not mine.
So is Carl like another customer at the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
No, he actually is a farmer, and he's like the typical looking farmer, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, he kind of reminded me of that guy on the paper towels, you know?
Oh. Hot paper towel guy.
Brownie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Brownie's a different paper towel.
That's the Latino version. Yeah. That's what we use in my household. Sorry.
Okay. So Brawny Man came by to save the day at the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Yeah, we were one of the last people there, and it was just, we were way out, like towards the end of it, and it was a long walk back to the farm where you have to like check out. And of course, my nephew had to pick the absolute biggest pumpkin there was, and I could not carry it. I could barely lift it.
Oh, that big.
And Carl was nice enough to help out with that. And use his brawny muscles.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so sweet, and he brought it all the way back to the farm. And I mean, we got a little flirty with each other on the way back when he was carrying the pumpkins, and I don't know, I kind of felt like there was a connection there, and I kind of regret like losing him in the shuffle before I checked out with someone else. And I feel like there was good conversation. We definitely had chemistry, and it's just, I don't know, I'm still thinking about him.
Wait, how did you get his phone number?
Well, I don't have his number, but I do have the number of the farm, the pumpkin patch.
What?
Oh.
You just want us to call the pumpkin patch and ask for a hot guy in plaid?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Did you tell him your name? Like, how would he remember you?
He knows that my name is Melissa.
But is there anything else? I mean, this guy sees thousands of kids probably every day.
You can't be like, you helped us with a pumpkin. Remember
with the obnoxious 4-year-old nephew who like was not satisfied with anything?
Yeah. The nephew though is not satisfied with anything. And I am a redhead, so maybe I stand out a little.
Okay, redhead, that's more rare.
Yeah. This is so awkward.
Why?
So we're just going to call the pumpkin patch and say what? Hey, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're looking for Carl. Hey, Carl, you want to go out on a date? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Well, something like that, I guess.
Okay, well, I hope he's at work.
Why?
I don't know. Brooke. Like, we don't know if he's single. We don't know if he's not single. I mean, I guess take a chance.
That's what makes it fun.
Find out, exactly. Hey, hot Carl.
That sounds like something you shouldn't Google. I don't know why.
That sounds like a drink I don't want.
Oh, I thought it was a sandwich. No?
I don't know. Sounds dirty.
All right. Well, I want to call one.
Okay. Let's call Carl.
Find us a hot Carl.
Let's find us a hot Carl. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call the pumpkin patch and ask to see if Carl's there.
Hot Carl's
working.
All right.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Hold on. Moving 92.5. Second date update. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Melissa, who met a guy at the pumpkin patch recently.
Yeah.
His name is Carl. He, in her words, looks like the guy from the brawny paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just manly farmer type.
Hot lumberjack.
He helped her choose out a pumpkin and carry it back to the front desk to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, she kind of lost him, never got his phone number.
Yeah.
So what she wants us to do is to call the pumpkin patch and ask if we could talk to Carl, who works there. It's very romantic.
It is. I like it.
Are you sure about this, Melissa?
Oh, I'm 100% sure. Yeah, I feel like he definitely thinks we have a connection as well. So
I mean, I just... But why aren't you calling? Like, why do you need us to do it?
Well, honestly, I really love your show, and this is one of my favorite segments. So, I don't know. I thought it was a good reason to call you guys. And
I'm glad. I like it. We've never done something like this.
All right.
And then you guys, you know, if it works out, then we have you to thank for helping us.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I want to talk to Carl. He sounds like a hunk.
He does sound like a hunk.
I bet he has, like, this deep, husky voice.
I do want to hear his voice.
Okay, let's get him on the phone.
Oh, my God. I hope he remembers the redhead with the 4-year-old nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be insulted if he doesn't remember you, okay, Melissa?
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
I think he'll remember me.
Okay, all right.
He meets a lot of people if he works at a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
If for some reason he's, like, not into me, or maybe he's seeing someone or married, I don't know, but I can hang up and you guys could just keep talking to him.
Oh, don't
I see why you're using us. Okay, I get it. You're hiding behind us.
No. You don't give up, okay? Even if he is married.
Yeah.
Just a roadblock.
Yeah. Hot Carl is yours.
Hot Carl's only come around once in a lifetime. You can't let that go.
Which I'm sure his wife or husband says too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to dial the phone number. You ready to do this, Melissa?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Thanks for calling Farm. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, can I help you?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird request. We're doing something called a second date update that we do on our show. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, familiar-ish. But what is this regarding? How can we help you?
One of our listeners met someone at the pumpkin patch, and they're trying to get in touch with them.
Right. Well, we have a lot of people that come here. I don't keep track of people's names or anything like that, so I don't know if I can help you.
We think they work there, though, like an employee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's his or her? It's a him, right? His name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Our listener who's trying to get in touch with him, she describes him as kind of a brawny man.
You know, the guy from the paper towels.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But did she give you a name of some kind? We have a lot of people who...
If you have a lot of those guys working at that pumpkin patch, maybe I need to go.
Yeah, you do, Jeff.
Just
check it out.
But,
I'm actually pretty busy. So if like you can...
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Get to the point.
All right. Well, the guy's name is Carl.
Carl?
Yeah, hunky Carl.
Would it be possible... Like, I know this is a lot to ask, but would it be possible to put him on the phone so we could speak with him?
Okay, look, I know this is a radio station. I don't know if this is a joke of some kind. I don't think this is funny at all.
We're not joking.
What?
What do you mean?
No, we're looking for Carl. What are you talking about? Joking.
I'm not trying to waste your time or anything.
Our listener just said she had...
I hear you guys in the background kind of like seemingly laughing.
We're happy people, bro. Yeah. Well, it's a comedy show.
We're just immature. We're really immature.
Yeah,
but like,
I promise.
It's a serious call. We really aren't just trying to help out one of our listeners who had a romantic connection with a guy named Carl at your pumpkin patch.
This isn't funny. I don't want to be on a radio for a joke, okay?
It's not a joke.
Yeah,
really not a joke. It was a listener. Her name's Melissa. Mm-hmm. Carl helped her.
She has red hair. She was with her little nephew.
She just said that they had a good connection, and she regretted not getting his phone number. So, I mean, we would have called him directly, but she didn't get his phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, so this man, Carl, that you're speaking of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he used to work here on our farm. He passed away 3 years ago.
What?
So, it's just not amusing if this is a prank call. I'm just being honest with you.
I'm really
sorry. Hold on.
I didn't know that.
Hold on. He passed away?
Yes.
We're really sorry. We didn't mean to bring up anything. She said his name was Carl.
Multiple times. I don't think we got the name wrong, did we?
Maybe she was thinking of a different person, forgot the name, but the only person by that name is deceased.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Okay, I'm really confused now.
I feel freaked out, actually.
I feel terrible. This isn't a joke.
Yeah, actually, can we just bring Melissa on now? Melissa, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, so I'm sorry, I missed your name, Mr. Pumpkin Patch employee.
My name is Daniel.
Okay, Daniel. So,
Hot Daniel.
Yeah, well, this is our listener, Melissa. She's the one that's trying to get in touch with Carl.
Hi, Daniel.
Melissa, maybe you should, tell him a little bit more about what happened?
Yeah. Because maybe it's somebody else that you just got the name wrong somehow, Melissa?
Like I said, he kind of looks like the brawny guy. He was wearing a flannel shirt. He has like a beard, like brown hair.
Where did it happen on the pumpkin patch?
Towards the back of the pumpkin patch. I mean, it was kind of getting late. It was the end of the night. And it was like just me and him. You're telling me that he's not here? Like he's not alive?
Oh, my God.
This is a little strange for me. But someone last year said that almost the same time said that they also met Carl.
Whoa! Okay, now I'm freaked
Dude.
Out.
Now I'm literally like shaking. I don't know.
Dude, my hair like stood up when he said that.
Yeah.
Like this man who used to work at the pumpkin patch, his spirit is still there? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that who you met is not named Carl, but our Carl passed away 3 years ago.
Well, he said he worked at the farm and he held the pumpkin. He carried my pumpkin all the way back to the checkout.
Whoa.
Okay, guys, I'm just going to stop this now. Like, I don't know what else I can do to help you, Melissa. I really have to get back to work.
Okay,
so
wait.
Hold on,
Daniel, before you go, is it okay if I ask how did Carl pass?
No, it's disrespectful for me to go into the details.
Sure.
Okay.
So,
no, it's okay.
It's nobody's business. I apologize for that.
I'm not going into it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Totally respect that.
Jeffrey's rude. It's fine.
No, I... Okay.
It was an accident that happened a long time ago, and we're all just trying to forget this.
Oh,
we're all family here, and we miss him. So...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, I really appreciate your time today, Daniel. Like, I didn't mean to make this a weird day for you.
Melissa, if you want to come back and we can talk, I can't help you over the phone, but otherwise I really have to go.
Oh, okay.
If I was you, I would never go back to that pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Right.
Daniel, thank you.
Okay. Looks like he hung up.
Okay. Wow. I'm like in shock right now.
Yeah. What just happened?
So I didn't believe it until he said that the same thing happened last year at the same time.
Yeah. That was freaky.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so creeped out. Like, I don't even know what to think. It's just so freaky. Like, did I just see a ghost for real?
No, I think you just hit on a ghost for real. Melissa, is what happened.
No, he hit on me. Like, he, you know, made the first initial conversation. He started the conversation. He hit on me. Like, I'm literally, like, shaking right now.
Oh, my
God.
Well, another guy ghosts you, huh?
Think it's actually amazing. Like, how cool is that? Like, ghosts get such a bad rep, right? They always think that they're, like, ugly and kind of dead looking. This guy's hot, wandering around a pumpkin patch waiting for singles. I say that is a good way to spend the afterlife.
I know.
I'm just saying.
She got the Patrick Swayze ghost.
It's like Hot Casper.
For real.
Well, this is
amazing.
Yeah, okay, Brooke, can you just
calm down?
It's crazy. You're having like ghost fantasies now. I'm afraid for when you go home later, you're going to throw a sheet over your husband.
I just think it's pretty cool how, I don't know, that people can experience these type of things.
Yeah, you got to go back and find him again.
You guys are crazy. No, this is scary.
Yeah, it's freaking me out.
Okay,
but
fine.
Look, I mean, this is...
I think there's magic in it.
This is a second date update, Melissa. So I do have to ask, would you to go out on another date with the spirit of Carl?
No, I am like literally petrified.
We'll pay for it. I don't know if ghosts accept real money.
God, no.
They can carry pumpkins. I'm sure they can put cash in their pocket.
Yeah. Moving 92.5.